Get ready to celebrate God's call to go. Here's your weekly dose of heartwarming encouragement for the missionary in all of us. Welcome to Missions Change My Life. Now here's your host, Pastor Kevin.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's October the 6th, 2020, and you're listening to Missions Change My Life podcast. I'm Pastor Kevin. We have our co-host Courtney on the line as well.
Hello.
Courtney,
hello.
How are you?
Hey, everyone. I am doing great. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time you're listening. Hello.
Yeah. So we're going to do things just a little bit different, but let me tell you why I'm so excited about today's episode. It's really been in the making for almost 10 months. Because we're going to take time today and take a break from the traditional interviews that we do every single week. And we've had some incredible guests during 2020. But we just wanted to update our audience on where Global Hope India is at this moment related to COVID-19. Courtney, would you say that this has been a pretty predictable year? Or what's your thoughts about that?
I think the word predictable is out of everyone's vocabulary, probably for the rest of their life. This has been a year of lessons, I would say.
Definitely been an icebreaker to just help us be reminded that God's in control and we are not. And he laughs at our plans. And so, you know, we're sort of in a mode of not even knowing how to plan. And we're going to talk about that some in the show. And it doesn't mean that we don't know our mission. So let me make that very clear up front. Global Hope India has always had the mission to make Christ known among people that have limited access to know about Jesus. And we've been focused on the 1040 window and predominantly the country of India. What would you add to that, Courtney?
I would definitely say that I think that our mission has stayed the same, but what it looks like to complete that mission or to be a part of that mission has definitely changed completely.
Yeah. One of the high values that we have in just discipling people to go on a mission trip is flexibility. And we have even wrote this into our trip preparation manual. When you apply to go on a trip with Global Hope India, you'll go through a 6 to 8 month discipleship process of really just preparing your heart and your luggage and everything in between for your mission trip to India. And so there's four things that I have preached for years that we really need to keep in mind. And that is flexibility, and a great sense of humor. And those are the four qualities of having a very effective mission trip. And we're finding in 2020 that that's where we find peace of mind in 2020, to just realize that while things are not in our control, God is very much in control, and we can be at peace with the rapid changes. So Courtney, walk us through what 2020 was supposed to look like as far as all these teams and trips and everything else.
Yeah, 2020 was supposed to be a great year, just full of teams going, lots of new teams, lots of fresh faces, and I was getting to meet new people who were super excited to go, even some interns that were so excited to spend 7 weeks of their summer in India. And now summer is over as of a couple weeks ago. And so just to think of everything that's happened since then. So obviously the trips are canceled. We had over 15 teams planned. And I think the last team was the team that you got to lead to India, to Mumbai over New Year.
Yeah, I had no idea when we land at RDU after returning from India on January the 8th that that would be the last of our travel for 2020, it seems. You know, we're recording October the 6th, and we don't have any idea, can't even at this moment, can't even envision, comprehend that we would have travel before the end of 2020. And so that was so bizarre to go from January the 8th, 2020, and then things just came to a screeching halt over the next 5 to 6 weeks, and COVID-19 blew up worldwide and really brought international travel to a screeching halt. But that doesn't mean that GHI ceased to exist. And we really want to share that with our audience today. But I remember in the summer, one last thing about trips, and then we'll move on. But in the summer of 2019, we actually had the beginning of what we called the I3 and week, 3 week experience of having 3 cities, 3 weeks with one mission. And we took a bunch of high school and college students over, and it was just a phenomenal experience for that I3. And so we were actually going to double that in 2020. And we had 2 3-week tours back to back with 1 week over the 4th of July holiday. And so it was going to be a 7-week experience. And we had these interns that were raising support and recruiting teams and everything, and was really excited about that, looking forward to that. And that's just one of many programs of just, you know, that we've had to just put on hold and just really come face to face with the reality that we cannot travel at this moment. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to add to that?
Yeah, I completely agree. I need to cut out all the times I say yeah, or I need to cut it out of my vocabulary. Apparently, that's what I'm answering everything with. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely say that we're seeing how important our partnerships are in India, mm-hmm. and how God has really transitioned us from being a sending organization of people during the season to really being just vessels to empower our partners that are, you know, able to actually be on the ground in India.
Yeah.
And so that's just been awesome to see how we've just shifted to that side.
Yeah, I'm really glad that you brought that up. And let's just talk for a moment just about philosophy, because when Global Hope India really began as a hobby of mine of just taking these teams over to India, and then over 10 years ago, it became a full-fledged focus. I left the church that I was on staff at and began to focus full-time on Global Hope India, and some of the people who had gone to India with me began raising their support as a missionary on staff, and a staff formed, and we had an office. And all of a sudden, one team a year became 2, became 3, became 20, and so forth. And now mm-hmm. over the last 10 years, we've taken 1,000 people. But when that all began to happen, God just really melted our hearts for the church in India, and really convicted us not to go and recreate the wheel, but we were to go and empower. And I remember in those early years, and many times since then, just saying to our travelers, long before you arrived in India, God was already at work here. And long mm-hmm. after you leave India, God will continue to be at work. And we have seen that in 2020. We physically cannot go, but every single day we are hearing of how God is at work. There's been incredible suffering in 2020. Courtney, why don't you just share with our audience some of the things you've been exposed to back in March and April as the factories in India shut down? Some of the stories yeah. that you heard of just the incredible yeah. suffering. You know, we had our dilemma of no toilet paper in the USA. And, you know, I'm not mm-hmm. trying to make light of people in the US that really suffered. You know, anyone, our hearts go out to anyone that has lost a loved one, obviously, as a result of COVID-19. Our hearts go out to our healthcare workers and those in the hospitals, especially, that really have had an incredible stressful year as a result of COVID-19, and people who have lost mm-hmm. jobs. And we're not going to minimize the pain and suffering in that. But what we heard of what happened in India just took that to a mm-hmm. whole new level. Courtney, what do you remember about that?
Yeah, I remember very vivid imagery of just the news articles and just wondering, how are these not being shown worldwide? This should be, you know, broadcasted. These people need help. And whenever India shut down because of COVID, they just closed everything down very quickly without notice. And most of the workers in India are migrant workers. So they live hours away from where they work, if not days worth of travel from north to south, sometimes even out of the country. And so with all the public transportation, any form, bus, trains, planes, cars, even, like, you know, taxis shutting down, these people were left to walk. And the mm-hmm. hottest month is May, and that's when everything shut down. Mm. Pictures of people just, you know, their bodies just being there and on the side of the road, and kids trying to nurse on their mothers who have passed away while walking. Mm. And then, you know, you see those, and those are probably not even the worst cases of just the multitude of just death. It really just seemed like a plague. And then there was the locust that came, and then flooding. And so India, I mean, north to south, has really just in a way been crushed and has, it seems like there's been the opportunity to feel defeated, but I really, you know, just being able to talk with the missionaries and the pastors that we have there, who are working on the mission field, God's really using the church to empower the people, during this season. So it's really been an eye-opening experience of, you know, where is the hope coming from? And the church is able to step up and say, look, we're still here going strong. And so it's a testimony of God in this time.
Yeah, there's been great sensitivity in the USA to our service workers, people, waitresses, and people that collect our garbage and everything in between of just really serving the community. And when we think of India, it's even more complex as far as its severity, in that they literally, you know, shut their factories down and threw the backbone of India out on the street and closed down public transportation. And people were having to walk hundreds of miles back to their villages, and dying along the way and starving along the way. And these incredible, horrible photographs of just blisters on people's feet, and the poor children that were being carried hundreds of miles, strung up to a pole so that their parents could carry them, and just different things that were happening there. You know, and we're all sobered. I can't think of a country that has really experienced economic increase and provision during this time, but it will take years for India to recuperate financially from this. And now our hearts go out because India is now number two in the world behind the USA as far as the number of cases. And, you know, we are praying for everyone to be safe and healthy. And it is definitely something to be mindful of in the U.S., but it will not take a lot for there to be just like wildfire. We are having an unfortunate time in California and out west with horrible wildfires. Well, that same reality could happen with the virus in so many environments in India. And so we're really praying for God's protection there over the virus and in so many different things that are happening. You would think that a sending organization would just be shut down because of COVID-19 and our inability to travel. And yes, that's a high priority. Facilitating short-term mission trips is a very high priority. But God made it clear years ago, a strategy of pray, give, go. And so, yeah, we can't go, but there's two other very valuable things that we have been called of God to do. And the first one is pray. Courtney, talk about just our international Day of Prayer for India and GHI.
We welcome you to join us on the third Tuesday of every month. You can go to globalhopeindia.org/pray for all the information. It's very easy to get connected. And we invite anyone to join, to call in. It starts at 11 a.m. our time, which is Eastern Standard Time.
Yes.
And so we just invite everyone to pray, to listen, to join us, to just come and just pray for Global Hope India. We pray for just the India as a nation, our world, whatever you feel led to pray. But we just believe that God moves when we pray. And so we want to host the opportunity for anyone around the world to join us and just pray with us.
Yeah.
There's power.
Yeah. Yeah, prayer has always been a high value of Global Hope India, and it will always be. And that's not just something that we do one day a month. Like, our staff meets every Monday, and we are in prayer for a prolonged period of time. Every time our board meets, we begin our board meeting with prayer. We used to have some board meetings, and we would put prayer at the end, and then time would run out. And so we flipped it around, and if we don't get anything done but pray, then we've done everything in the proper order. Because we as an organization believe that when we work, but when we pray, God works. And so we're very convicted to pray. We pray regularly for the church in India. We pray regularly for every gospel worker. We pray regularly for there to be the day of salvation in India. And we are hearing of people who are turning to Jesus as a result of the pandemic, as a result of just their suffering, as a result of their perceived compassion and love and care by the Christians Christian church during this time. God is revealing himself in the midst of human need, not only in India, but all around the world. And so prayer is a high priority. And we encourage you, everyone in the audience, to remember India in your prayers. You may not be able to go, and if you might not even be able to give financially, but everybody can pray. And we want you to pray for India. Yep. And pray for GHI.
I would love to just give two examples of how I've seen prayer be just be answered just in India. And one of them has been a long time prayer of teams, multiple teams in Mumbai have walked through the red light district street and prayed that they would be closed, and just, you know, asked what seemed like an impossible prayer of just, God, release these women from what is sex trafficking, release these children. And they prayed. We have photos, we have videos of team members praying, and due to COVID, they're shut down. And our partner in Mumbai is able to pass out grocery bags that are feeding women that are not making money, but they're also restoring their dignity in this time. And the church is able to be the hands and feet of Jesus and feed them, and just reach out to them and build a relationship with them. And so that's one huge answer to prayer. And we're still able to send funds over for that and be a part of that huge movement. There's been hundreds of families that have been fed throughout the red light district. So that's been awesome. And then the second one is another one in Mumbai is Pastor Manoj's wife, Priyo. We've been praying fervently for her, and she had a tumor that was removed, and she's beginning chemo, but she's doing so well. And you can just see how God has surrounded their family and their home and organization. And so it's just been really cool to witness that. And so I just want to be able to share with others who may not have been able to put those two together.
Yeah, I have some answers to prayer, but that sort of goes in with our next value, and that is give. So God gave us pray, give, go. And again, we can't go, but we can certainly pray, and many people can give. And so we have we have really seen God just being such a good, good father to people in India, to the church in India. Every week we are able to send thousands of dollars over. And we're just so grateful that we have bleachers in just witnessing the acts of God to his people. One of those, I'll just talk about an answer to prayer. Several of our partners have had babies in the midst of 2020 and COVID-19 and healthy, and we're very grateful for that. But one of our partners really has struggled financially for years, and we've been praying, and God's been providing, and we're very grateful for that. But they had a baby, they faced medical expenses and transportation expenses and just different things, just really making it a financial hardship for this family. And a very generous donor just stepped up and blessed them with $4,000 US. And you know, and for most Indians, that's more than a lot most Indians even see in an entire year. Just very grateful that we get to be a part of facilitating that. Courtney, tell our audience about the board's decision in their last board meeting.
The board has made a decision that 100% of the funds that are given to projects in India will go to projects in India. So whenever we receive $4,000 for Feed by Faith, are not taking any management fees, which is common for nonprofits, but we are sending the entire amount to our partners in India and believing that God is just going to use that.
And now imagine yourself on the Ford Mission Field. You and your team are on the bus going to today's programs. After singing a few songs, Pastor Kevin stands to deliver a devotion.
Come on now, I'm ready.
Hey team, come on, gather around. Before we go out into the mission today, I want to encourage you with the word faith. Hebrews 10 verse 17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Hebrews
12, verse 2 says, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. So right there, we learn that we get our faith from Jesus and he perfects our faith. But listen to this. It says, because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, discouraging its shame. Now he is seated at the place of honor beside God's throne. I want you to hear how Jesus practiced faith even as he went toward the cross. Jesus knew the rest of the story. Knowing how the story ends gave Jesus joy even as he endured the cross. Now, rest assured, the Bible is very clear that the cross is real. It is shameful. It was ugly. It was painful. Jesus was beat beyond recognition. He bled. It was excruciatingly painful. So how on earth is it possible for him to have joy in the midst of heading to the cross? It's because he heard the word of God. He stood on the word of God. He proclaimed the word of God. And you and I can do that as well. Let me ask you, do you need faith today as you're going out into God's work and into his service to be about our Father's business? Do you need faith? If so, hear the word faith and realize it will come through the word of God. You need to put the word of God in your mind today. What is the scripture you're going to stand on today in our mission? I want you to hear it. I want you to believe it. I want you to proclaim it. I want you to sing it to yourself. I want you to realize that worship is our weapon. And when we sing the word of God, when we pray the word of God, when we worship, we are building faith. Every time you hear God's word, I want you to think, God is building my faith. Every time, I want you to hear, okay, faith, get ready to grow. When you hear God's word, get ready to allow your faith to grow. Today, as we step out into the mission that Christ has in front of us, I want to encourage you to think of the word faith, and I want you to hear the word of God. Proclaim it to yourself. Are you ready? Let's get out there. Ready, set, go.
Check out Kevin's new book, Audacious Generosity. Given the choice, every one of us wants to be more generous, but fear holds us back. Audacious generosity is where God is the giver, and giving depends on what God puts into your hands. Gone are the days of feeling pressured to be the giver. Instead, audacious generosity will empower you for limitless giving as God gives through you. See what happens when we open our hands to God and commit in advance to use what he puts in our hands to fulfill his mission. Check out audaciousgenerosity.com and reserve your copy today. That's audaciousgenerosity.com.
We want to give some local love to the professionals at Big Jerry's Fencing, based in Apex, North Carolina. They are your local fence company specializing in residential fences, commercial fences, custom wood, aluminum, chain link, and vinyl. Big Jerry's Fencing offers all types of fence installations to residential and commercial builders. Everyone knows that today for a company to have 5 stars on Google means a lot. Big Jerry's Fencing has a 5-star review. We recognize Jerry Davis's witness for Christ and their incredible generosity for expanding heaven. Check out their website at bigjerrysfencing.com.
So I was there over 10 years ago when our board then really believed God that they set a policy, a threshold that no more than 15% of any dollar to Global Hope India could ever be used for management for a restricted fund. As Courtney said, it is very common for charities to use a portion of the donations to cover their overhead. You got to pay bills some way. But our board really felt compelled by God to just step out in faith and trust trust that he would take care of GHI. Desperate times calls for desperate measures. And the church in India desperately needs every single penny that we can send to them. The need is so great at this moment. And so they made that decision that 100% of what came in for India would go to India. Now we have what we have historically called our Lights for India Fund, the GHI General Fund, and we are now rolling both of those into what we are calling the All Access Club. And that is friends of Global Hope India who really want to be backers of Global Hope India and all that we do, not just the restricted projects, which are great, but if Global Hope India goes away, then even all those restricted projects would fall to the ground. And so they really understand the need to just cover Global Hope India financially, and they are sewing in monthly and annually to make that happen as a part of the All Access Club. And so there's really two opportunities for people to give, and that is, you know, you can be a part of the Global Hope India All Access Club in supporting the general fund to really help us to be able to be here year after year for years to come. And then the second way is to give to one of the restricted funds, projects in India, partners in India. When you do that, every dollar that you give goes over to India as designated. But Courtney, we've also, not to bore people with infrastructure, but we've also made a big change. Why don't you just announce that real quick?
We are transitioning our online giving platform from PayPal, which has been taking a pretty big percentage, to PushPay, which is actually very user-friendly. We're going to be releasing a Global Hope India app, which is going to put everything that we offer at your hands so that you can help be a vessel easier, I guess would be the best way to say it, so that, you know, we're just making it very easy to stay connected to India in this day where connection is so important.
Yeah, we're very grateful to have PushPay on our side and to be able to use them as a electronic payment gateway for Global Hope India. Their research has shown that donors will back out of making a donation if it takes more than 30 seconds, and PayPal often did. And so with the PushPay app, it actually takes less than 10 seconds to give a gift. Mm-hmm. And so generosity really soars, and we're very grateful for that opportunity, because definitely an organization that champions generosity. And so that's our strategy, Pray, Give, Go. We will obviously be going back to India when it's safe to travel. We do have people applying for trips, even though it's uncertain at this time. There's nothing set on the schedule, but we will go back as soon as we are allowed to go, and it is safe to go. You know, continue to pray, put your yes on the altar of God, and let's go to India, because it's going to happen sooner or later.
Yeah. And speaking of, you know, things that are going on during COVID, I believe starting in January, someone began writing a book. You want to tell us about what's been going on the past few months?
Yeah. So it was very interesting. Even before COVID-19 was even in my vocabulary, God had already been pressed upon me that I needed to spend the first quarter of 2020 writing. And I came back, as I said earlier in the episode, January the 8th from India with one of our teams. And January the 27th and 28th, I was with a coach, a communications coach, a friend of the ministry, a great and partner of Global Hope India, Bart Queen, and began to lay out the outline of this book. And by May, it was done. And so very grateful to have Audacious Generosity now out to be on Amazon November the 17th. You can go over to kevinwhite.us and get to all the links there for that book. But very grateful for our board that prayed with me individually and corporately, and all of our partners in India that prayed for me during that. But really believe God's given a great word of just really helping us to understand, since John 3:16 in the very beginning, for God so loved that he gave, that his mission has always been Jesus and his strategy has always been audacious generosity. And now to bring that together for just this call, I believe, of every believer on the planet opening up their hands to God, asking him to fill their hands for the Great Commission. We've witnessed that in my own life personally, in our family, within Global Hope India, and just really desiring, you know, Jesus has said it's more blessed to give than to receive, and just really desiring those blessings for every brother, every sister of the Lord. And God's not a respecter. This is not a USA blessing. This can be for anyone willing to open up their hands to the Lord and just say, fill my hands for the Great Commission. And so I'm excited about the book. It's very practical in discipleship and just providing the application for that, and would hope everyone would read and review and recommend Audacious Generosity.
Yeah, it's already getting amazing reviews, and just excited to see it launch in November.
So make sure that you
get that copy.
No pun intended, but we have both given birth to great things in 2020. So right before we end this episode, why don't you just tell us about your transition in 2020 and what happened January the 25th?
Yeah, we welcomed Charlie Kate, the squishiest, cutest baby girl who is growing way too fast and is pulling up and already trying to walk. And she just turned 8 months old.
Yeah.
And she has been a joy.
Very grateful for the blessing and privilege and honor of God to become a grandfather in 2020. So Courtney, as COVID-19 was happening, was actually out on maternity leave. And and Charlie Kate came at such a blessed time, because it was really before parents and family could no longer go into a hospital when someone, a loved one, was giving birth. And so we were so fortunate to be able to share that moment together with our entire family. But just to have our family welcome Charlie Kate in, and then things just began to slow down, and I had more time to write, and Courtney had more time to recuperate and become a mom. And Charlie Kate's already 8 months old, and she's definitely a joy, bright spot of all of our life, and has been a great stress reliever for 2020 for our family.
Yes, because we are all getting lots of family time in 2020. That's one thing we can all agree on.
Yeah. And so with that, I do just pray God's blessing over each and every one of you and your family, and would love to just close out the show. Every time we have the person that we interview, we ask them to close out the show with prayer. So I'm just going to pray a blessing over each and every one of our audience and your family. So just hold out your hands before the Lord and just receive this from him. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for Global Hope India and for what you have done throughout all these years to just really allow us the privilege and the blessing to just be here to invite your people to pray, give, and go. And we thank you for allowing us the privilege to see you work in India through the body of Christ there. And we just pray your blessing over the church worldwide, every gospel worker, every brother and sister in the Lord, and just pray that they'll be strong and that their hands would lack no good gift from your hands. And that today will be a day of salvation, and that many people will understand and hear about Jesus, and that Matthew 24, verse 14 would be fulfilled, that those without access to know about Jesus would have opportunity to hear about Jesus today. Father, I just pray over our audience. I thank you so much for everyone who faithfully listens, and I just pray your blessing over them and their family. And Lord, even though we have no idea how much longer we're going to be experiencing this pandemic, we do know that you hold the world in your hands and that none of this is a surprise to you. And I just pray that you would meet every need in our audience, that you would go before them and just continue to remind them that you are with them, that you are a God that blesses them. And I just pray that you would meet every need that they represent. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Thank you, Kevin, for helping me give an update. And we just pray blessings over you guys and your families. And stay updated, because we will do our best to keep you updated in real time on ways you can be praying,
giving,
and when we can go.
Yeah. And we're going to have interviews next week. So be back for Missions Change My Life.
This episode is complete. So head over to globalhopeindia.org for show notes, resources, and opportunities to go to India through GHI. Continue to be radically transformed by God as you live out the Great Commission, and we'll see you again next week here at Missions Change My Life.